106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So my son Theo lost a tooth.
Congrats.
Right, mazel tov to him. And then we ran into a problem. Because that night, in order for the tooth fairy to come, we took the tooth so you don't lose it. We put it in a little plastic baggie.
Sure.
Okay. I'm laying with him. We're reading books. And I look at him and I, because the tooth was on a nightstand next to his bed. And I go, we should put that tooth underneath your pillow. He goes, I'm not doing that. And I said, why? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I worry that my hand's going to hit it. And it just gets in the way. He's just a curmudgeon. Okay. And I go, I don't think it's going to work if you don't put it under your pillow. Like, I don't think the tooth fairy is going to come.
Really?
And he goes, oh, she'll come. I guess, okay. And we left the tooth on the nightstand. I get an angry text message from my wife. The tooth fairy didn't come.
Oh, this is the next day.
Yes. In all caps with exclamation points. And I go, not surprised. Theo refused to put the tooth underneath his pillow. And she goes, so what? The tooth fairy still comes.
Right.
Still gives you money. I said, uh-uh. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And my wife and I got into a big fight about it. And I said, call 916-909-1065 and join this debate. Does the tooth have to go under the pillow for the tooth fairy to come? I say yes, firmly yes.
I say no.
That's crazy. What do you mean,
It doesn't seem like it needs to.
It's a hardened rule.
I think it has to be under the pillow.
It has to be under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
916-909-1065. CMR, does the tooth have to go underneath the pillow in order for the tooth fairy to come?
Yes, of course.
Right. That's the rule, right?
That's the rule.
Does it have to be the rule? Like, have we even checked with anybody? Rules can be changed.
I mean, I think it's, since I was little, it has to be under the pillow.
It's like the number one rule. Like, that's, it seems ridiculous to even have gray area on this one. CMR, thank you so much for calling. This debate rages on. Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. So, does the tooth need to be under the pillow for the tooth fairy to come?
No, it doesn't.
God, what?
I don't think that it needs to. And I think that the tooth fairy's a smart woman, okay? And she doesn't, also she's busy.
Well, of course she's busy.
So, she doesn't need to be wasting her time ruffling under every single pillow every night. Like, let's leave some in an easier place for her to find, and then she can keep herself going, you know?
Michelle, do you agree with that?
I have put it other places other than underneath the pillow.
Okay, and did the tooth fairy still come?
No.
Okay, then.
Interesting.
See?
Interesting.
The tooth has to be under the pillow.
Okay, but sometimes they sell little things for you to put the tooth in.
And then you put it under the pillow.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
She can't find it otherwise. Am I right, Michelle? Where are some other places that you put those teeth?
So I put it on my daughter's shelf.
Okay, stupid. And what else?
I have put it beside her pillow.
Beside the
and
pillow?
Then the tooth fairy still didn't come, huh?
All right.
All right, so maybe, I guess you can't just have chaos.
No.
You need some level of uniformity.
Well, and this is the most structured. This is rule number one.
Yeah.
Rule number one, after lose tooth. Let's talk to Crystal now. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So can the tooth go just anywhere? Is it just Thunderdome,
no.
I guess?
No. So it has to be in a specific place, either under the pillow. Or, like, for my kids, because my kids will wake up on a dime.
Okay.
So we have, like a pillow where you put the tooth in.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and you can either hang it on their door, which works for us because, again, my kids wake up all the time. or you can sit it next to them in their bed.
Okay, so it doesn't have to go under the pillow.
So the tooth fairy came
as long as there is uniformity in where it goes every time.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, like my son left his on his dresser one time and the tooth fairy didn't come. Because that wasn't in a specific place.
Okay, because that
didn't know where to go.
That was just willy nilly.
Did you tell the tooth fairy that like we hanging on doorknobs here? Did you tell the emailer or something?
There's a little my daughter wrote a note.
Wrote a note.
Smart.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's where. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know full tooth fairy lore. I'm exhausted. But it does seem like. There is a little bit of wiggle room on where you leave it, but there needs to be consistency and there needs to be communication.
Okay.
Just like any marriage.
Just like anything in life.
right. Okay. You know what? This is why people come to the wake-up call. We do the big work.
Right. And we give you answers.
Exactly. Thank you so much for everybody who called.